is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Another bitter cold day today in Texas as residents deal with more burst pipes and flooding. They're getting their power back on but are still facing a critical shortage in drinking water. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Dallas.
The mayors of Houston and Dallas know this is going to be costly, and they're already raising money for a fund to help residents with those repair bills. But cities are also going to have monster repair bills. Take this stat into consideration. In the city of Dallas alone, they're going to have to repair 250 water mains that burst during the freeze.
Some good news when it comes to the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky at the White House today.
We continue to see a five-week decline in COVID cases, with cases decreasing 69% in the seven-day average since hitting a peak on January 11th. The current seven-day average of approximately 77,000 cases is the lowest reported since the end of October, but still higher than the height of last summer's peak.
South Carolina's new law banning most abortions has been suspended by a federal judge on its second day in effect. Governor Henry McMaster signed the law yesterday. Planned Parenthood is challenging that law. The suspension will last until a judge can hold a more substantial hearing March 9th to decide whether the law will be enforced. President Biden pledges to bring America back into the fold with Europe. CBS's Natalie Brand is in Washington.
President Biden says the U.S. is stepping away from the previous administration's America First policies.
I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is back.
The U.S. will provide $4 billion to deliver COVID vaccines to poor nations. The money comes from funds Congress has already appropriated for international vaccination efforts. The White House says this will not impact the ability to vaccinate Americans.
Black lawmakers in Maryland say its state police force has a problem with race.
Maryland's legislative black caucus says troopers tell them it's harder for black troopers to get promoted.
They take the test, and if they score high, the rules are changed.
State Senator Joanne Benson also says there's a belief race influences discipline and culture, and that troopers believe complaining means
we'll lose our job.
The allegations that are being made against the department are vague and nonspecific.
Superintendent Colonel Jerry Jones was also pressed about minority recruitment. The number of black Maryland state troopers is almost half of what it was in 2003. John Doman for CBS News, Annapolis, Maryland.
And Bitcoin is having a very good February. The cryptocurrency has surged 60% this month. Summer festivals will be able to go ahead in France this year despite the COVID crisis. Attendance will be capped at 5,000.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Want to see your loan options? Adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. Visit rocketmortgage.com today.
Paid for by Asset Marketing Services, LLC.
Have you heard? A secret hoard of 1902 Morgan silver dollars has been found. These gorgeous 1902 O Morgans are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these coins are available. Coin experts are calling the Great Southern Treasury Hoard an incredible opportunity. Just call govmint.com at 1-800-859-1518, and you're guaranteed a mint-condition 1902 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O Mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. These 119-year-old coins were found in sealed bags that have been untouched since 1902. That makes these unopened bags of Morgan silver dollars extremely rare. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1518. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $10 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1518 now to secure your 1902 Morgan silver dollar coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1518.
On your best stretchy pants.
We're celebrating the season with our chicken tortellini Alfredo.
A change.org petition is calling on companies like Panera to return comfort foods that have disappeared from menus during the pandemic.
Grab McDonald's Chipotle barbecue snack wrap.
It's gotten more than 500 signatures so far from diners who agree they've already been deprived of too much. Many chains got rid of complicated items that required more worker training time and supplies. Taco Bell's already bowing to public pressure. It'll bring back its cheesy fiesta potatoes and spicy potato soft tacos next month. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's kind of like Priceline for food delivery. As more people order their food in these days, there's a new app called Meal Me that will compare all your food delivery options and help you find the cheapest and the fastest delivery. Meal Me aims to make your searching easier while your stomach rumbles. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The IR